Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. It's your friendly 8th grade earth science teacher, Sean Musselman, here with the Mike and Sean Go to Educon podcast. It's Friday, and Mike and I have arrived at Educon, and it occurred to us on the way down that many of you might not be familiar with Educon and what happens at Educon and why it's actually called Educon in the first place. Educon, you would think, well, you know, why wouldn't you just call it Education Conference or EduConference? After all, that's what it's about. Well, it's actually a little bit of a double play on words. You see, Educon is, as the website call, educon22.org, they actually call it both a conversation and a convention. And the way they kind of go about that is that all of these sessions, or many of the sessions that are scheduled over the course of the next 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, many of them are being hosted not only in person at the Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia, but also online through such web forums as Illuminate. So it's actually a conversation taking place both online and in the flesh, as well as a conference for those of us who have attended. When I last checked, and actually I can check right now, the attendance of who's coming, over 300 people are attending the actual conference, and there's another 300 people who are online. So counting the people that are online is like doubling the amount of people that are involved with their kind of thoughts and educations on the progression and reform of education. Now, one thing that Educon also strongly enforces is that Educon is not a technology conference. In fact, there are a few guiding principles, some of which are technology-based and others which are not. The guiding principles of Educon are five in number. The first being that our schools must be inquiry-driven, thoughtful, and empowering for all members. Number two is that our schools must be about co-creating, meaning teacher and student, creating together. Number three is about technology, but with an emphasis on pedagogy, in that the technology must serve the pedagogy and not the other way around. So we expect a lot of the sessions this week to talk about best practices, using technology in ways to really get kids to learn first and have the technology supplement what's going on. Technology must enable students to research, create, and communicate, as well as collaborate, and that learning can and must be networked. And this is something that we definitely experienced during our tours of the Science Learning Academy, which we will discuss more about in the future on another podcast. Now, there's lots of ways that you can be a part of Educon. As we saw at over 300, it's actually more people are involved with the online learning than the actual conference itself. You can be a part of these conversations all day Saturday and Sunday by logging on to educon22.org. There you will find not only a schedule of what's going on, the sessions that are taking place over the weekend, but also the links to the online website chat rooms and also information about where conversations are being held online and on Twitter particularly. You can also learn more about the Science Leadership Academy, the high school that is affiliated with both the Philadelphia Public High Schools, Philadelphia Public Schools, as well as the Franklin Institute, which is the science museum of Philadelphia, so to speak. You can learn more about that particular school by going to scienceleadership.com, .org. So that's all for now. Stay tuned for more information on the Science Leadership Academy, as well as the sessions when they get into get going on Saturday. This has been Sean Musselman. Take care. See you in the morning.